Chapter 23. Alarm. It was as if the sentries on the walls of Troy had caught the first glitter of sunlight on distant spears. Instantly, everything was changed. And yet the danger was still more than a year away. Formidable though it was, there was no sense of immediate crisis. Indeed, there was still hope that the initial hasty observations might be an error. Perhaps the new asteroid would miss Earth after all, as so many myriads of others had done in past ages. David had awakened Singh with the news at 05.30 UT. It was the first time he had ever broken the commander's sleep. "Sorry about this, Captain, but it's classed absolute priority. I've never seen one before." Nor had Singh, and he was instantly wide awake. As he read the space facts and looked at the orbit of Earth and asteroid it displayed, he felt as if a cold hand had fastened itself upon his heart. He hoped there could be some mistake, but even from that first moment he never doubted the worst. And then, paradoxically, a sense of elation swept over him. This was what Goliath had been built for decades ago. And this was his moment of destiny. On the Bay of Rainbows, when he was little more than a boy, he had met one challenge and overcome it. Now he was faced with an immeasurably greater one. This was why he had been born. Never give anyone bad news on an empty stomach. Captain Singh waited until all aboard had eaten breakfast, then relayed the space facts from Earth and the follow-up that had arrived an hour later. "All programs, all research projects are, of course, cancelled. The science staff will return to Mars on the next shuttle while we prepare Goliath for what will certainly be the most important mission that any ship has ever been given. Details are now being worked out and may be changed later. As I'm sure you know, plans for a mass driver that could deflect an asteroid of reasonable size were drawn up years ago. It was even given a name, Atlas. As soon as all mission parameters are known, those plans will be finalized, and Deimos docks will go into high-speed construction. Luckily, all the necessary components are standard items: propellant tanks, thrusters, control systems, and the framework to hold them together. So the nano-assemblers can build Atlas in a few days. Then it will have to be mated with Goliath. So we have to get to Deimos as quickly as possible. That will give some of us a chance to see our families on Mars. There's an old Earth proverb that says, 'It's an ill wind that blows nobody any good.' We'll take on just enough propellant to carry the empty Atlas to Jupiter and refuel at the Europa orbital tank farm. And then the real mission will begin, the rendezvous with the asteroid. By then, it will be only 7 months from Earth impact, if it is going to impact. We'll have to survey the asteroid, locate a suitable foundation, install Atlas, check all systems, and start up the drive. Of course, its effect on a body massing a billion tons will be almost too small to measure. But a deflection of a few centimeters, if it can be applied before the asteroid passes Mars orbit, will be sufficient to make it miss Earth by hundreds of kilometers." Singh paused, feeling a little embarrassed. All this was elementary stuff for the crew, but it would be unfamiliar to the geologists and astrochemists. He seriously doubted if they could tell him Kepler's three laws, much less compute an orbit. "I'm no good at making inspirational speeches, and I don't think one is necessary. You all know what we have to do, and there's no time to waste. Even a few days lost now could make all the difference between a harmless flyby and the end of history, at least on Earth. One other thing, names are very important. Look at all the Trojans around us. We've just received the official designation from the IAU. Some scholar has been going through the Hindu mythology and has come across the goddess of death and destruction. Her name is Kali."